Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome, I doing amazing. Probably you all good out there. You probably parking your car there, or you're probably in the lounge, or you're probably in the kitchen. Wherever you are, you're just listening to an awesome, amazing show called Quiet Times on Intensity. You know, this is what it is. You're just chilling with myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr. Luando.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how
I'm
you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
Wow. You
couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait for me to ask you how you are. You already knew that, yes, you are doing well.
Yeah. No, when you're used to something that you know the person is already going to ask you how you're doing. Like, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Awesome. I'm doing great. Yeah.
This is our show, as you said, you know, Active FM show.
Yes.
On Intensity.
Yes.
It's all about, you know, spending time with God every morning where you set apart that time where you're quiet and you're just reading your Bible and you allow God to speak to you, because it's one thing that shapes your life, that makes you to be productive during the day. Yeah, man. Yeah. So tell us more about your quiet time.
My quiet times. Well, I went through this, obviously, like, yeah, don't judge. I'm joking.
Ready to judge.
Yeah, I was going through the way how you lead, the excellent way of how you're leading and so forth, and that's the topic of my devotion. So I was going through this awesome book called James Way, where I'm still open, yes, where it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. And that's coming from James 1 verse 5 to verse 8, you know. So basically I was going through, and it made me realize some few things that, you know, how some of us can be lacking wisdom in terms of like the way we ask, maybe there's something that we are going through at home and all that. So when we ask, Lord, can I please have something? But in the background, you have a doubt that, is this thing gonna happen and all that. So we have that doubt that, you know, it's gonna happen. Is it gonna happen or all that? You know, and that also connects with this thing that, like, how our faith, it connects with the faith that faith without deeds is dead. Faith without actions is dead. Meaning that we have faith of something, but then there's no action behind that faith that we have. Like, for instance, I remember when our awesome pastor, Pastor Vicky Anslin from the Active Church, where she was speaking, where she told us the story about a couple. It's a couple right now. Now the wife was praying for this husband who's like, you know, it's like I think the husband had an alcoholic problem and all that. So the wife was praying, and guess how many years she was praying?
For 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
She was praying for 20 years that, you know, her husband is going to change, and it's going to be an awesome husband. And it took a while, but then within those 20 years, after the 20 years, the husband all of a sudden changed. Because why? Because the wife had so much faith.
Yeah.
So much faith. It didn't matter how long it took. It didn't matter how many years it took. What mattered is that, you know, her husband is going to change, you see.
So. Active FM show on Intensity, our quiet time show. A place to be, a home where you are inspired.
Hey, what he did? This is Adam Gilly, and you're listening to Real Heat on Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
I want them to see you, so I'm climbing up to the top of the world to show what I'm made of. 'Cause I've got a light that's out of this world, yeah. Inside of me, I'm like a rocket.
cause I'm walking clear, and I can't see when I'm walking here. Can you lead me to a path so clear? Show me how to call the sphere. Hold me cause the storms are near. I'm lonely, I'm lost, I'm weird. I got no peace, so of course I'm scared. I can't see cause of all my tears. Can't breathe cause the force is fear. Can't see to find a course from here, but I don't know where your source appears. Right then it was all so real. Right then it's all across so clear. Right then I'm across from here.
Christ music is heart music.
Christ music is heart music. Oh yeah, and that was Turn Up Your Light by V Rose. You know, that was an awesome music out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Luando, please tell us your awesome devotion that you went through.
Before I even finish, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Yeah. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God. He created them, male and female. He created them.
Mm.
And so I was actually going through this thing yesterday and this morning, and it was like, you know, one thing that made me realize that this verse is so amazing is that God said, "Let us make men in our image," so that they rule. And it's amazing because in order for men to rule, to be in charge of everything, I mean, in the skies, in the sea, on earth. One thing that enabled them to be able to do that, to be in charge, was when they were made in the image of God. Yeah. The only thing that could enable them is for them to be made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And I believe personally that, you know, when we allow ourselves, so we allow God to actually form us in himself. What happens when now God is forming us in himself? We're able now to go back to our original design because we are enabled where in Jesus' body, in Jesus' image, to rule. You see what I'm saying? And it was like them, like, okay, well, I need to be with Jesus most of the times. You see what I'm saying? And I can actually see you can't wait because we have this... I think two questions or one question that we're going to be answering. And it's about, you know, what's your view? Because, you know, most of the times we always hear from people who are married, obviously have experience and all that.
Yeah.
But you being, you know, out there being single, what's your view in terms of the right person?
Are you meaning in terms of finding the right person?
I can't say. So there are two questions. So first one is, what's your view in terms of the right person? And then the other question is, do you find the right person by yourself? Or does God do it for you? Second question.
My view on in terms of getting a person, is that, you know, even though I'm single, I don't look into rushing into getting someone. Because, you know, at times, we make a mistake by rushing that, hey, there's someone there. Then there's a person there. Then you get that person. And then, you few months or whatever down the line, it's awesome. And then now what happens when you get married? Because somewhere in the line, you literally probably didn't get a go ahead from God. Didn't get a go ahead from God and people who probably show you or let you know that, wait, that person, or show you that, is that person the right person for you or whatever. So if, like, probably we just go ahead without any agreement from other people. Now you get married. And then 5 years down the line, you realize that, wait, not even 5 years, probably earlier, you realize that, wait, probably you didn't know that you're marrying someone that wasn't good and all that, you see. So it's very important that, you know, with myself, I look at it that, you know, it's very important I'm careful before I choose that right person. Or I'm careful before I probably get to that person, like, you know what, this is my person, you know. And yeah, and then coming to your second question, which was,
do you choose or does God choose for you?
With me, I look at it as a both yeah, both sides. Probably I choose, right? And then I seek from God, or ask God, am I doing the right thing here?
Yeah.
Am I choosing the right person here? Or what?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, as guys, we just choose because we can't wait. We choose.
What is it?
This is mine.
Is it the problem only for guys, or is it on both sides?
For guys.
Yeah.
In terms of
not being able to wait, can you say it's just for guys?
In my side, I'll look at it as guys. I don't know about ladies.
But then, how does she, like, you get to a point where you have an agreement to say, okay, yeah, let's try this thing. You see what I'm saying? But if she was waiting in the Lord, so would you say this is the only problem that the guys have, or it's on both sides
in terms of rushing to get to them? I don't know, I'd probably say it was from guys, but because what I'm saying is that I'm not sure with ladies how, because with ladies, yeah, there's some that will like wait.
Yeah, have you ever been that moment where I told you to wait?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yo, how did you feel after? I feel like I'm asking many questions. How did you feel after?
This is a third question.
Yeah?
Yeah, it felt like, now I gotta wait.
It's a disappointment. Did you wait? Or you just decided to move on?
I waited.
You know, this other girl, man, she did some other stuff at school.
With you.
So I had a cousin. His name was Paul. So when I got to school, and you just said, like, girls that will sort of, this guy and that guy, you see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But she, according, obvious in that time, look, to me, not now, but at that time, because I was lost, and, You know, according to the Lord, I didn't even know what beauty is. So according to me, yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah.
At that time. You see what I'm saying? I was lost in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was that there I am, you know, chasing after this girl and all that. And she just told me, you got to wait until next year. Because my boyfriend is still here at school. Imagine if the boyfriend actually had that.
Mm.
But now, being stupid, it's actually a testament. I actually went here, I went for a friend.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to wait. You see what I'm saying? And obviously, even waiting was like for something that's actually selfish.
Huh.
You see what I'm saying? Because... But that's how things are in the world. You see what I'm saying? That's how things are in the world. The people will actually do anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so did you wait or you just decided, it's not for me?
I waited. Waited a bit and see like how long or to see how long will I wait and all that. And then probably it took much more longer. Like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah. What did you see with another guy? And then it's just so AI. Heartbreaking. Probably that's what happened.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I love this topic.
Yeah.
I love this topic. Yeah, are you done answering the questions?
No, it's your turn.
It's my turn. What was the first question?
How you view yourself finding someone when you see
what's them? Your view in terms of the right person?
Yeah.
So, I think in a way this is a tricky question.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jesus actually said you mustn't be unequal yoked. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means you can't just go for anyone who's not in faith, who's out there in the world.
Yeah.
Like one of the, like I was sharing about this girl. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, she was in the world, and imagine as a guy, you actually go for someone like that.
Huh.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, that would be cheating on you, and she doesn't mind.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And Christ actually says, you know, don't be unequal yoked. And one of the things that I can say, I think this is stuff that we normally have at church, but it's tricky because even doing that to find the right view, I believe personal, I'll conclude with this. I'll conclude my answer with this. So let me just say more. Most of the times, like, you know, yeah, she's serving. You see what I'm saying? She has to serve. She has to be at church. She has to do the stuff that she's supposed to be doing, take responsibilities and all that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But the tricky part is that you have many girls at church that will actually do that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? But in 5 years, they actually leave the church.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because it's so hard to actually tell that someone is doing this thing for real or it's just for a moment. Do you get what I'm saying? It's actually so hard to actually determine that, you know, this person is actually doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And, but I believe personal, now, God has an eternal view.
Mm.
It's either God is true, because that's the thing I think we struggle with. I believe personal, if you can trust God for giving you the right person,
yeah,
until God gives you the right person, then you will trust God for anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And what happens is that most of the times, this is the part where we actually not depending on God as young people, as single people.
Mm.
And it affects us a lot. You see what? It actually affects us a lot, so much as Christians, as single people, young people in the church, as followers of Jesus. You see what I'm saying? And why? Because we don't want to fully depend on God. We struggle with this one. You see what I'm saying? We don't want to fully depend on God in terms of, you know, trusting God and giving us the right person. And now what happens is that God has actually an eternal view.
Yeah.
He knows the person in 10 years.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? He knows the person in 10 years. Will they still be on? Will they still be interested in all that? You see what I'm saying? And God, listen to this. God knows the person that he has anointed.
Yeah.
It's like looking at the Israelites, they're all, I mean, standing before Goliath, and even David is there, but God knew the person that he anointed. Even though anyone didn't know, but God actually knew. You see what I'm saying? And that's exactly the same thing. God knows the person that he has set apart for you. Why? Because I love the verse that says, you know what, in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, that speaks about, you know, God's forgiveness, yeah, his blood and all that, how we actually poured out his blood according to the riches of his grace. Do you understand the forgiveness? Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? And he did that. He actually lavished, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. That means when God does something, he does it with all wisdom. He does it with all understanding. Do you understand? He does it knowing that even in 50 years, in one of the days when you're 50 years old, he has enough knowledge about how you will be living there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so when God actually does something, he includes everything because God has a bigger what? Perspective. You see what I'm saying? So personally, I believe that, you know, God is the one already who should be, you should have a view of a right person. This is the right person because God has told you and he has given you the view of, do you understand? He's the one who gives you the view of the person. What God, when God has chosen someone for you, he will give you the right view of that person. You see what I'm saying? So now, and one of the things is that she will just do beyond what you expect.
Yeah.
I personally believe that she will just be beyond what you expect as a person. You see what I'm saying? And that's how much actually God wants to bless us.
Yeah.
God wants to bless us in terms of our marriage because that's the door of God's blessing to what? To our children, of God's blessings to other families that God wants to bless through us to understand in the world. You see what I'm saying? So it's very, very important that we trust God and we really depend on God. Not because, you know, you look at the guy like, wow, he's quiet. Because it's so simple like that. He's quiet. You get to church as a girl and you see a guy like he's quiet, he's serving. He doesn't talk to anyone. He's not with girls and all that. And I like to be with that person. But you're the one who's actually determining. I'm closing with this. So now, to actually prove my point, it's not specific, but it makes more sense. So you had Abraham and his nephew Lot, and what happened is that now the shepherds, they started fighting because of the fields. There were not enough fields to feed the sheep, do you understand what I'm saying? And Lot had his own shepherd that were looking after his stuff. Same thing with Abraham. And Abraham actually spoke to Lot that, you know, we don't have to quarrel. After all, we are family. Let's just, you know, separate in peace. And Lord, this is what he did. Abraham told him that you gotta choose. Do you understand? And that means if you have to choose, it's either you depend on God. It's up to you. And then the Bible says, it's Genesis chapter 13 verse 10 says, Lord looked around and saw that the whole plain of Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So what did he do? He looked and then he saw, but God didn't say anything. It looked beautiful. You see what I'm saying? It was green, and it's amazing because as a guy, I mean, if you see that girl and she's just coming, she's beautiful. And then you just see the figure and all that. Because most of the times, to be honest, that's where we look at as a guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to look at the body and all that. And are you convinced this is the one? Especially when you see her praising a church, raising up the hand like, yeah, God, that's actually the one. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're the one who's looking and deciding that this is the one. But look at Abraham. The Bible says, the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord had parted from him, look around from where you are to the north and south, to the east and west. All the land that you see, I will give it to you and your offspring forever. She looked where God told him to look, not where he decided to look. You see, and that's actually the biggest thing that, you know, we, when it comes to women, we always look at what we decide to look at, not at what God says. You see what I'm saying? And to be honest, this is the thing. This is actually the thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That, you know, we need to depend on God.
Yeah.
We need to depend on God.
Yeah.
The land that he chose, his decision actually destroyed him. He lost everything. He lost the flocks and all that because of his decision. And now you're going to live unbroken and all that. Why? Because we're not depending on God. And we have to depend on God.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, there's not even one question that God is scared to answer.
Yeah.
You see, that's why I can tell God anything.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And one of the things I believe personally as young people that we don't realize is that God is so interested.
Yeah.
He's so interested in terms of the right person that you have to marry.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? How your family must be structured and all that. And God is actually willing because that's where he's going to move. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God is so interested when it comes to that. But you know what? When we don't trust God, guess what happens? When we don't depend on God, we don't realize how much God wants to help us in that area.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's nothing... That, I mean, to be honest, if I had to speak about the things that God actually taught me.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, some of the things that you will listen to me like, hey, that's, it doesn't sound like a Christian talk.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hmm.
But some of the things that God, stuff that's deep. You see what I'm saying? But God taught me those things. Why? Because God is interested.
Hmm.
God is interested to help us, even when we feel like there are questions that, I remember, this may make you laugh, but I actually, there was a question, you were there, and I actually asked the question, because obviously it's good because they talk about these things in church, but it never goes to that point, but normally they talk about that.
Yeah.
And because of the wrong, you know, mentality that a person has being shaped out in the world and growing in a society where things are turned around and all that. And I actually asked, this was a question, man. Is there a way... You know, we grew up, to be honest, watching porn and all that, and we sort of have a wrong perspective of having sex.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And most of us as guys, we already looking forward to marriage, do you understand, with pictures of how we're going to have sex. That's how we are. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are secret things, but that's how guys are, especially if you have been in the world.
Yeah.
And what happens is that we're young, we're not in the Lord, and Satan, I mean, he has plans to get in our lives and twist our lives, our perspectives and all that. And looking at what happened in the past and just having that perspective, and I asked the question to say, you know, is there a right way besides how the world shows people how to have sex?
Mm.
And this was the church.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And the question is, if I'm already exposed before, I mean, I'm actually single as a guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? But already I know these things because I've seen them through videos and all that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And the question is then, is God interested in helping me know the truth about that question?
Mm.
Like giving me the answer?
Mm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And those are the things like where, I mean, personally, if you're the person who's out there and who's struggling, you lost, you don't know how things are going to be and all that. I mean, God is able even to answer such questions.
Mm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's very amazing, you know, when we have our quiet times with God, but not just, you know, trying to be holy and all that, but really open up to God with the things that we struggle with. And God will help us more, and we will be surprised that God, you actually even interested in this area of my life.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And I mean, if then you're not answered in such questions, surely your whatever relationship or your perspective will affect your family, even maybe when you may, I don't know, I've never been married, I just believe that you will affect your marriage if you do things in your marriage according to the world.
Mm.
Do you understand? Because The things of the world are designed by the enemy, and when we copy what's of the world and we bring it into our family, we actually also bring those evil spirits behind whatever we do, which we copy from the world.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
They like run it back. Your boy killing that, yeah. They like run it back, yeah. I'm gonna let y'all know right now. The boy killing that, yeah. Running back.
For the fame, glorify the king, the only reason that we came. Learn as a youngin, never go against the grain, but when they see you in the sun, all they do is throw shade. Is it cause they disconnected that they feel they got a right to go and disrespect it? Huh? For the misconceptions that they down the wrong road, like they missed the exit. Man, still we gotta go get them and show them the way to the one who can heal them. Hold up, running back like a relay. I'm trying to get them in the game like EA. Yeah, Shaquille be the name, bro. Charlottesville BA with a claim, though. One time for the homies in the Bay, though. We tryna bring change like a peso. Yeah, you still tryna buy them all out. We out here with the rock tryna ball out. Or the job never call out. See, I'ma giving this work till they fall out. No point in contesting, they already see that we winning. Put up for my God and my wife and my city like been in that minute. They said we keep pushing the limits, but I don't even entertain that. Scriptures, nah, we got a life to straight that shot.
They like run it back, yeah. Run it back, yeah. The boy killing that, yeah, killing that, yeah. They like run it back, yeah. The boy killing that, yeah, killing that, yeah. Run it back. All day, man, I just wanna rap to the masses, writing them rhymes, and taking my man focus on classes. Ain't no relax unless you win the back of the action. Actually acting like you got a pass for rapping. I'm just saying, the game ain't got no room for fakers. Get that TIP like it's takers. We don't got room for your nonsense, so you can just love it or hate us. Yeah, I walk with the real one. Yeah, we the walking dead, but we still one. Don't bring me all of that jazz, or my uncle feel one. Yeah. No, I ain't trying to pick a battle, and just trying to reach a better state of mind. To reach the state of mind, Atlanta, Georgia, I ain't trying to bore you, but my city needs a new way to shine. And if it's anything hip-hop, all my homies in Atlanta, yeah, they will rock. And if it's talking about Christ, and the flow kinda nice, like sharks and hurricanes, jaws will drop.
Run it back if they wanna hear me. Still, I'm a little kid from the VA. It's in
the game like EA. I guess this life like a relay, cause at the point when you get old, like the woman from GA. Yeah, I'm talking about Rosa. Watch me park, I'm standing up to my way from the start. We just wanna be free. Say it again. We just wanna be free. I'm coming back for these biggity rat rappers, spitting these fat rapper, making you crack taxes. I'm Christian, but I don't spit mellow. And then I pass the ball, so you don't call me mellow. Look, my God ain't just good. See you pass great, like Steve Nash would. Oh, goodness. All of this, give me a break, cause a bunch of cash is giving chances for minutes.
Yeah, Luando just basically answered all my questions. I didn't even have to answer, like, ask him the second question and all that. So he basically answered all my questions. Yeah. So I'm just going to close with this verse coming from Ephesians 4, verse 22, where it says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created, be to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Now, with that verse, what's all about is that, you know what? Let's put off all the wrong things out of us. Let's take it off. You know, you picture it as, you know what? You have this jacket, it's fading. Like, literally, it's dull. It's not looking good anymore and all that. Within that jacket, you look at yourself like, you know what? That's my life is messed up. There's a lot of wrong things that I'm doing in my life. Things are not going well. I'm doing, there's all the whole lot of addictions and all that. But the moment you accept God, the moment you let God live inside of you, therefore you end up becoming a new man. Therefore you put on the new jacket. You take off that old jacket, which is so dull and faded with all your mess up, with all your sin, with every single thing, and you put on the new jacket, which is being a new creation. You've been created newly now. You are a new creation. You are everything. You are new now. You are brand new, as if, like, you know what, as if they've cleaned you, they've cleaned each and every single thing out of you. You are brand new. You picture yourself that, you know what, God has cleaned me, he has cleaned me, and I'm the new person now. I'm the new me. Because why? Because I have joy inside of my life. I have joy. Because why? Because God lives inside of me, and so forth. So that's how it is that, you know what, you put on the new person. You put on the new jacket. You leave out the old self. You leave out your old things that you used to do in life, and put on a new jacket. And I'm just going to end with this prayer, and I want you guys to say it after me. But I want you to ask, while you're saying this prayer, you know that, you know what, Jesus lives inside of you, and you are being a new, you are a newborn. And this is a prayer, and you say it after me. Heavenly Father,
I believe that Jesus Christ
died
on the cross
for my sins
and rose from the dead.
His blood
washes
away my past,
my sins,
and prepares me
for eternity.
I receive
your forgiveness,
and accept
Jesus
as my savior
and Lord.
From this day forward,
I am yours.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
I pray.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in on our awesome show called Quiet Times on Intensity on Active FM. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And also not forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram at ActiveFM247 and ActiveFM247, and as well on Facebook /ActiveFM247 /ActiveFM247. We're going to leave with some awesome music coming from Active Worship, which is Dream, and from Reactive, which is Conquering. And that was myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Lindos. We are signing out. Peace out, and God bless.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new Active Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
As above, so